Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're joined with Mr. Osama Al-Aradi, who is the president of the Bahraini Medical Association, who's joining us live now via Skype from Detroit, Michigan. Mr. Al-Aradi, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I'd like to get your feelings as this race keeps coming closer. This is now going to be the second time Bahrain has hosted this race ever since the revolution began.
Yes, as you know, Bahrain government wants to keep a good image in Bahrain, that there is no problem, that there is nothing going on. He wants to tell the world, see where we are performing this international race in Bahrain. Bahrain has no issues, has no problem. But, you know, this cannot pass like that. And as you see, you know, the opposition parties, all of them are participating in massive rallies. And, you know, this is happening almost every day now. I mean, wait for tomorrow and see the tens of thousands of people, how they will get into the streets, and they are saying no to a bloody formula. Why to a bloody formula? You know, Bahraini's people did not have trouble in the past with the Formula One. But now, with the Bahrain government is oppressing and arresting and jailing and killing and torturing, and there are too many people are in jail, and this is still happening on a daily basis. You know, this cannot happen. There is a severe political congestion in Bahrain that is the government is not trying to help with. And, you know, they look at the dialogue, that they're calling it as a dialogue. So far, 13 sessions, and so far, the government is still accusing the opposition parties that you are not going to solve the problem. You know, we know that everything is in the hand of Bahrain. So, you know, the Bahraini government, again, wants to try its best to show to the world that there is no problem, that there is, you know, nothing going on in Bahrain. But on the other hand, Bahraini people and the opposition parties would show the other way around. And it is good that this event is taking place in Bahrain. The reason is, you know, there is a mass media coverage to the event. So there are already people who are journalists who are coming from different parts of the world. They are covering the event. And this is a chance for the Bahraini people to show to the world, hey, look, there is a true problem in Bahrain that the government is not trying to help with. There is a British crew that was held detained by Bahraini government. This happened today, actually, and you know the team is questioned by police why they are looking around, why they are shooting film, why they are videoing now before the event takes place. So this will definitely be an opportunity for the Bahraini people and for the opposition parties to show again to the world, look at us. There are massive people. You know, this is a government that is still oppressing us. We are on the streets. We are protesting. Look at us. Give us some attention. And hey, Mr. Obama, hey, Mr. Ban Khan, you know, the United Nations, you to the European Union, look at what is going on in Bahrain. This is something ongoing. 2 years after our revolution, and we are still being oppressed, we are being tear gassed, you know, just yesterday.
Right, Mr. Al-Aradi, I do apologize for interrupting you, but we will have to leave it for now as we have run out of time. That was Mr. Osama Al-Aradi, president of the Bahraini Medical Association, speaking to us live from Detroit.